News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the scale of calls since the implementation of Scotland's hate crime bill have been deemed simply unmanageable by the chair of the Scottish Police Federation, David Threadgold, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, David. Firstly, can I ask you, how many complaints have been lodged? The bill has been in place and enacted for a little over a week.
Good morning. You're right, the bill came into the statute books on the 1st of April, and as I understand it, we are approaching 10,000 calls in just over 8 days.
Okay, so 8 days, 10,000 calls. I can see why that might present itself as unmanageable. The Scottish Police have pledged that they will investigate every complaint that is made. How are you going to do that with this magnitude?
Well, Police Scotland, as you say, have gone public in Scotland and said that each and every single case that is reported under this legislation will be investigated. With the scale that we're talking about and the size of the teams initially dealing with this type of calls before this legislation, it's simply not manageable. What the risk is, in my opinion, is that the genuine complainer, those who genuinely feel that they are victims of crime that would fall under this legislation, could be missed, because there is clear evidence through the number of anonymous calls that are made or people contacting me saying that they are making these complaints not because they feel that they are victims of crime, but that they are making political points or personal points or simply protesting against the current government in Scotland. The way that we can deal with that is only by throwing numbers at it, and that has an impact on our ability to deliver policing services later on in this calendar year.
Yeah, and indeed, what you're saying there would be borne out by the fact that I think that the greatest number of complaints have been received against J.K. Rowling for her Twitter thread that she put out last week before this was enacted, but also against Humza Yousaf, the First Minister. So it would appear that there are political points being scored in the culture wars and all of this. A few things strike me as strange from the outside looking in. First of all, the ability to make anonymous complaints. Was that a mistake?
Well, I think we're trying to be inclusive in Scotland and make sure that everybody who feels that they may be the victim of crime, regardless of whether they understand fully what that crime might be, has the opportunity to report it. That is not a retrograde step, but there is clear evidence, as we've discussed, that people are misusing the system as it is, and that will have an impact on our ability to deliver policing services in Scotland.
Okay, policing services about crimes, violence, public disorder. Is there an element of that the police are going to be tied up with nonsense here and not actually able to deliver or enforce law and order? Is that the bottom line?
I'm not sure if I would use the word nonsense, but, complaints from the public, with those members of the public knowing.
You said something
well
interesting,
not,
David. You said people may or may, they think they may have been the victim of a crime. If you can't even tell if you're the victim of a crime, the crime can't be that serious. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by nonsense.
But the way this legislation is written and the way it's appeared on the statute book is very open to interpretation. It makes references to reasonable persons and what a reasonable person.
Okay. And that interpretation, I've seen MPs in Scotland say things like, well, the police will interpret this. My understanding was the police were supposed to enforce laws, not necessarily interpret them. But is that open interpretation, is that part of the problem? The fact that things are poorly defined, I suppose, is that part of the problem here? That there seems to be an awful lot of grey, it's not black and white.
There's no doubt in my mind that people are taking advantage of the grey areas of the law and the way that it's been written, which, there is no question that there were not 10,000 people in Scotland who on the 31st of March felt that they were the victims of hate crime and were suddenly waiting for the 1st of April to make a complaint. So what we are seeing is a frankly unsustainable level of complaints from the public, which will have an impact, as I've said, on our ability to deliver
And so what needs to happen? Because supposing 10,000 this week, supposing there's another 10,000 next week and another 10,000 the week after that, suddenly the police are dealing with an additional 30, 40, 100,000 crimes, potentially. Yeah. Does something need to give? Something need to change urgently?
Well, as long as Police Scotland maintain this position of investigating every single crime, then that's what will happen. That will take time, that will take resource, that will cost money. But, as will be the same in the Republic of Ireland, the police do not create the laws, we have to enforce them. And that will, you know, we have no choice in that matter. Whether Police Scotland take a different approach from a strategic level, if this, if the number of complaints remains.
Last question then: in this form that it is currently in your hate speech bill, is it a mistake? Have you made a mistake in Scotland?
Well, it's not for me to say. This legislation has gone through a government, you know, a legislative process. As I say, Police Scotland and the police officers within it are trying to do the best that they can for their communities, and we have to enforce the laws that exist. But the public, in some respects, are taking advantage of these laws for their own reasons without being or knowing full well that they are not the victims of crime.
Okay.
And that is the challenge we are facing at the moment.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is the chair of the Scottish Police Federation, David Threadgill. Really interesting, Jonathan, considering all the talk here about the hate speech a bill
we don't even have laws against racism, effective laws against racism here. But the problem is if you have a law that is unenforceable, or a law that is theoretical and
it's not even unenforceable, it's uninterpretable. They don't even know whether there's been a crime
or
not.
It's not a good use of police time, but always look elsewhere before you move yourself.
Yeah, they've done really, the law of unintended consequences, they've done really interesting things in Scotland. They've made hate hubs. You don't even have to go to a police station to report this. You can report it. There's a mushroom farm you can go and report it. There's a sex shop you can go and report. They've made hate hubs in the community where you can just go in anonymously and report someone else for hate. It's very loose. But I'd love to know what people think this morning. I think this is actually what we're afraid of here, the people, myself among them, who are concerned about hate speech, the bill that's currently going through our own Houses of the Oireachtas. Let us know what you think this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.